Hello, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from October 6, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq. Dorsey Wright. Mixed action for the indices we follow on the video here. Did see gold lead the way to the upside, up over 1%. Ultimately, we also saw international equities with EFA and EM in positive territory. Mixed bag for U.S. equities as we saw the Russell 2000 finish the day in positive territory as far as up 70. 2 basis points. Did see the Nasdaq composite, Nasdaq 100 down, but we also pretty much saw intraday Friday most U.S. equity index charts move to new all-time highs. First, taking a look at gold here, we did see a reversal back into X's with Friday's action, still maintaining that very extended overbought position for gold. Then moving on to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we actually saw that it gave another buy signal with Friday's action after it completed a double top there at 46,800 for a fourth consecutive buy signal as it rallied above 47,000 there. We actually also saw weekly momentum flip back positive for the Dow. Looking at EFA, we saw it move above that 90, hang on 1 second here, $95 mark, having some charge reload, but moving above that $95 mark, moving forward towards the top of the trading band, has maintained that column of X's since August. Recently seeing more action after sort of a quiet September there, still maintaining a fund score above 4 as well. Then looking at the Russell 2000, last was sort of the leader in the clubhouse in terms of equity indexes. We did see it reverse back into a column of X's here, coming up to match that all-time chart high there at 2480. And not really much indicator action. Last chart we'll take a look at though is the S&P 500, which did move above 6750 on its chart there, extending that current column of X's further and near the top of the trading band. Not till 6800 though for it, so not maybe quite as extended as some other things we're seeing. But looking at the 10-week, again, short-term indicators didn't see much reaction out of, even with stocks making highs on Friday. Saw an increase in the value, but not enough that we saw a reversal back into X's. So we're watching these 10 weeks along with others like high lows, and even some of the shorter term momentum and weekly distributions, just to see how they're reacting, especially with stocks still maintaining at highs at the moment. Haven't seen reversals back up just yet, but worth keeping an eye on as this week's action transpires. If we continue to see some positive action out of indices, keep an eye on indicators to see if we get the reaction there. Then looking on to individual stock news, we have AMD up at least last I looked, 34%, trading at 221, looking like it's going to challenge those highs from March of 2024. This comes after they announced a deal with OpenAI to supply them with chips. Also on the deal front today, we heard the announcement Fifth Third Bank was going to be acquiring Comerica Bank, creating the ninth largest bank in the country between the two of them, mostly a situation where Fifth Third will be owning majority of Comerica, and most of those shareholders within Fifth Third are positioning a little bit better in that deal, at least what I was reading this morning. But nonetheless, seeing Fifth Third at least trade a little bit lower this morning, saw it down as much as 4%, but it sort of rebounded back, currently trading around 43, may show a reversal down into O's at the moment, but we'll just keep an eye on support there at 41. As for Comerica, CMA is actually up about 13% this morning, trading at 79, moving to a 52-week high, really multi-year high, highest level we've seen since late 2023 there on the chart, and that'll put it above the top of its trading band there, and would keep an eye on those shares as well today. Looking on towards the rest of this week, we have Q3 earnings season getting underway with Pepsi APP reporting on Thursday. We did see it return to a sell signal in September. Ultimately, has been testing this bullish support line here at 138. That's the notable support level we'll watch ahead of earnings, along with you could watch lower down here at 128. From here, reversal back into X's occurs with a move above 146, which would put it back above its 50-day moving average. Also, Delta Airlines, the other name that will report on Thursday, getting Q3 earnings season underway. Similarly, saw it return to a sell signal in September, has maintained that column of O's there after falling down to 56. Have support there at the bullish support line, as well as a pullback level in August at 51, with additional at 46. From here, reversal back indexes occurs with a move above 59. And for Delta, a move above 64 would clear some resistance and dates back to February of this year. So something else to keep an eye on as Q3 earnings season gets underway. But as always, if you have any questions about a particular position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.